Hello, I'm Keith Cray, Audio Communications Specialist with the Legislative Research Commission. In February of 2025, the Legislative Oversight and Investigation Committee directed staff to examine the operation and management of the Kentucky State Veterans Centers with a primary focus on evaluating occupancy, capacity, and determining whether these factors are limiting revenue or veteran access to care. Here to discuss the report, which is Research Report 502, is Shane Stevens, an analyst with the Legislative Oversight and Investigations Committee. Welcome, Shane.
Hi, Keith. Thank you.
Let's start at the top. What did the committee ask you to study?
Well, like you said, Keith, this study focused on veteran centers, which provide long-term care for Kentucky veterans. You can think of them as nursing homes specifically for Kentucky veterans.
How many veteran centers do we have in Kentucky?
Currently, we have four facilities. They're spread across the state. They cover pretty much the entire length of the state. There'll be a fifth one added next year in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Let's talk numbers. How many veterans do these facilities care for?
Right now, there's around 370 veterans in our Kentucky Veterans Centers, and they have a capacity to care, depending upon how you calculate capacity, somewhere between 500 and 600 veterans.
You mentioned the committee had some concerns. What were those concerns?
The three main concerns that they expressed to us before we started the study were all related to occupancy and capacity. And they went something like, is occupancy currently too low? And if it is too low, is it causing additional cost or limiting revenue that we generate from the veterans facilities? And is it limiting potentially access to care?
Let's talk about capacity. Is it too limited?
Well, it's a tough question, and we can get to that when we get to the third question, because in order to know whether or not occupancy or capacity is too low, you have to know what the demand for veterans care is. What we do know is that the reported occupancy rates from the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs are typically not perfectly aligned with the reality of the actual occupancy and capacity of the facilities. And this is because many of the facilities have informally transitioned to single occupancy rooms from double occupancy rooms. So what that means is the facilities historically have had, or at least many of the facilities historically, have had two veterans in each room at these facilities. And over time, both at the federal level and the state level, there's been an impetus to provide these veterans with their own rooms. So when a facility transitions from double occupancy to single occupancy, they're effectively cutting their overall capacity in half, which has the effect of doubling the occupancy rates. So when the Kentucky Department of Veteran Affairs reports their occupancy rates as around 55%, this is their certified maximum number of beds that they're allowed by federal law to operate in the state, but the functional real capacity is much lower, which means that the occupancy rates, as we determined them, were closer to 85%. In addition to this, there are some capital projects that are going on at some facilities, which has additionally lowered the overall capacity. So I think in terms of actual occupancy rates, 85% is quite high as it compares to national averages, but that does leave some room to add additional veterans. And in order to determine whether or not those occupancy rates need to be raised, we'd need to know how many veterans are out there wanting to be admitted to the facilities.
Well, what about the question of revenue and funding for these centers?
Well, it's a good question, Keith, because we had some concerns from legislators that Kentucky wasn't efficiently generating revenue at these facilities, because they weren't running at a high enough occupancy rate. But the reality of the situation for Kentucky Veterans Centers is that the quality of care that they provide is at a high enough level that the total cost of care typically exceeds the revenue. So Kentucky Veterans Centers generate revenue typically from two sources. It's either revenue from the federal government in the form of like reimbursements from the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs or from Medicaid. And those typically don't cover the full cost of care for veterans. As a result, state general funds are needed to fill that gap. That's about $161 per resident per day on average for Kentucky Veterans Centers that the state has to provide. So each time we add an additional veteran, we don't increase revenue, we actually increase cost.
So it sounds like the only way to reduce costs for veteran centers is to lower the quality of care or change admission strategies to target applicants that have lower cost care needs. What about access to care? Do current occupancy rates and facility capacities limit veterans' access to care?
That's one of the questions that we weren't quite able to answer in the report, Keith, because the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs and the veteran centers themselves don't collect admissions data or track wait lists in a way that allows them to know exactly what the demand for veterans care is. And we make a number of recommendations in the report that they should improve these practices to allow them to get a better handle on whether or not they are limiting access to care for veterans. We did look at their admissions data with the caveat that we think the data needs to be improved. It did appear that the main reasons for veterans being denied admissions to veteran centers were related to their level of health care needs exceeding the level that the veteran centers could provide, and not that there was a limited capacity at the facilities.
So what are the positives to take away from this report?
I actually think there are quite a few positives to take away from the report. I think most importantly, the quality of care is very high for the veterans at these facilities. That means that the total cost of care is high as well, but there's a good return on that investment, it appears. Veterans are well taken care of. There have been concerns over the past 5 to 10 years, especially coming out of the COVID pandemic, around staffing. That appears to be improving in recent years. And with the new facility opening in Bowling Green, the capacity of the overall system is going to increase, along with the capital project in Radcliffe, hopefully finishing up in the next couple of years. That's going to give the overall system about 120 additional beds, which will increase the total capacity of the system by about 20%.
This is a very in-depth and important report, and obviously it was a group effort. Are there folks you'd like to acknowledge on this report?
Absolutely. We had a large team here at LOIC working on the report. They were all invaluable, put in a lot of work over the last year. The primary researchers were Holly Tracy, Taylor Johnston, Austin Sprinkles, and Austin Fraley, and our CSA, Will Spears.
Finally, where can legislators find this report?
We will be presenting the report on January 15th to the committee. And alongside this audio log, committee members should also have received the full copy of the report. It'll also be posted to the research report page of LRC's website.
Again, we've been discussing Research Report 502, an examination of the operation and management of the Kentucky State Veterans Centers, with Shane Stevens, an analyst with the Legislative Oversight and Investigations Committee. Thank you, Shane.
Thanks, Keith.